Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight to the Shepherd's Call. This is a great day to be alive. We are now in the final week before our preparation date, which is Monday, for the beginning of Feast of Trumpets. And we're all excited. We're all packed up and ready to head for Andrews, North Carolina. We hope and trust that wherever you are, that you will enjoy the seventh month from the moon, which is now October, and that you have recognized the Day of Trumpets. That would have been the seventh of this month. And then you would have recognized the 17th, the Holy Day of Atonement. And finally, you will recognize the full moon, which will be Monday, and the beginning of eight glorious days of Fellowship of Tabernacles. It's the in-gathering date, time, for the saints of Yahweh, commanded to assemble three times a year as a command. And ladies and gentlemen, if you love him, you will keep his commandments. Now, there's a lot of folks that are not able to attend a far-off feast if one is not available in the community. But you see, the Father knows the intents and the desires of the heart. And so then, if you will only have a willing mind, willing to assemble, willing to congregate with them that love the Father, love the feast and the festivals that are scheduled into the time clause of the moon cycles, announced and pronounced through beginning with the first month. And we are very delighted to know that there's several folks planning to be in Andrews, North Carolina. We're going to have a great time for 8 days. A lot of information that is accumulated for the last year. Since we were there last year, there will be daily teachings. There will be a variety of teachers that will be present there to share valuable, interesting, and conclusive information to the nowadays. What's going on today, Pastor Buddy? On Friday, October, this is Friday, and we are now in the day and the time when it has been pronounced that the Bible speaks of perilous times to come upon us. Well, today is the 19th day of, or the 18th day. Tomorrow will be the 19th. Sunday will be the 20th, and then the full moon, as I've indicated, on the 21st, which is Monday. Well, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is the world is in a perilous state, a condition of a time of trouble, it looks like, for America. Now, what about the time of trouble? As we are nearing a police state, virtual lockdown, did you know that we are one act of terrorism away from martial law, one that we have been talking about for the last 4 or 5 years? Finally, the time has dawned and is upon us. And the probabilities are now more certain than ever that we are in those days of what is determined in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30. We're going to go there tonight for our text as we finish up and conclude the fourth part of this series where we have marked this for Police State 2000. Now, 2005, police state, Let me show you what the Bible says in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. Listen as I read. We'll talk about it tonight. And look at the probabilities of the now time. Alas. In other words, be aware. Proclaim, pronounce. Let the watchman upon the wall cry out to the sheep, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and those that are found, those that know. You see, a lot of the sheep have been prepared since the year 2000. Prepared with food, prepared with medicines, in the naturopathic way, not the things that are being prescribed, vaccinations and things of this nature. Now we've got a smallpox scare. Anthrax was, you know, it just made the rounds of scare. We had people dying. What? Here we've got the sniper, the terrorist, the bomb, 911, for a year. Absolutely, since 9-1-1 of last year, we have been in a terrorized state, a state of mind. The news has been coming day after day. It's like a non-stop production of terrorist possibilities, terror striking here, terror in the heart, terror upon the front page, terror on your television, radio, talk show. We're all talking about terrorism. It is a time of trouble, indicated in Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. For it is a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, Jacob would be the 12 tribes of the house of Israel. 13 if we include Manasseh as a half-tribe, which is now the 13 tribes of the crossed hands of Jacob. Wherever that these people congregate, there will be a pressing probability that they will be in trouble. Now, have you saw the hospitals, the sanatoriums, the nursing homes filled to overflow with a overwhelming majority of Aryan, white, Adamites? Is there a reason? Have we become susceptible to induced scheduling of a massive diseases that we have no immune capabilities, and other races, for instance, we could name several that would be immune to these diseases because they and their DNA makeup. Does someone know? Has someone mapped the eugenics of man? Do they know? Is there some type of substance that is released periodically, such as chemtrails, where we suspect that they are designing and using a program that could cause upper respiratory infections, and that upper respiratory infections, scientists have been working for 50 years have now come up with a plan, and the DNA scientists that have worked feverishly for causes that may or may not be detrimental to your health. Is there a diabolical plot to reduce the world's population before we have police state 2005? Are we on a planned agenda as Vice President Cheney announced that these plans that they have will be in place by the year 2005. That means that there will be universal control of what you eat, drink, wear, think, go or come or your amount of money that you are permitted to have. They may be even an international currency card issued for all of those who will join, support a new world order that works in the realm of, if you are for us, then you're not against us. If you're against us, you're not for us. And they will design a plan to take away your own rights of thoughts. They will think for you. They will think for you. Now, let me express my sense of urgency tonight for those who could think for you. They will tell you how to worship, because they know that we are a worshiping people and that we must have something to worship. So therefore, religion will be centralized in the government with the approval, with the 501(c)(3) apparatus that has already been tested and proven for the last 20 years, big time, and it works quite well. They found that churches would conform to the guidelines set, orchestrated, locked in by the governments, for the governments, and to the governments, that a worshiping people would be structured around a Judeo-Christian worship mechanism that would actually take away your right to think for yourself. Please take 2005, target date, can become a reality before 2005. For instance, they could be ahead of schedule. Now, we talked about induced fear, panic, terrorist activities on the rise since the year 2000. All this is planned and programmed for a people, unsuspecting sheep, a people that basically are asleep as this locomotive heads down to what is called a military level agenda to declare martial law throughout the world, not only the United States. You see, terrorism will have to become a worldwide United Nations problem. You see, right now, the United States is the leader of the big muscle man. That's why that we are becoming focused victims of terrorism that is orchestrated either within or without the government, or the governments, or the United Nations approval. And we are told that we have specific enemies here and there that we must be aware of, namely Saddam Hussein in Iraq. He is one of the perpetrators of terrorism. He is a tyrant, a murderer, well, he goes on and on and on, and we've been building him up as the bad guy, along with Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. He has become a side issue now as the full focus of their wrath of the big muscle man, the United States, as we play the muscle man for the free world. Ladies and gentlemen, we make ourselves victims. And of course, we are told by our president and our government, and a lot of this is possibly true, that we have enemies abroad that would seek our destruction. No one can argue with that. No one can argue that we need more stringent laws passed to protect our society, because, you see, we are noted as the last free, truly free society in the world, and yet the proof is that there's more freedoms in Russia than there is in the United States of America, per se. Now, isn't that odd? Well, let's look at Great Britain, France, Germany, some of the major strong nations that are basically Aryan in their population, and they have done gone socialist, Australia, and they're just one step away from a communist-run government. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole world knows that the agenda of those that call themselves Jews from the get-go have orchestrated, supported, placed, and planned that these governments become communistic. So then, that the ruling class could be the Jews, and the lower class could be those who are subjects to them, and the peons or the peasants could be those who are subject to all of these diseases. A planned genocide in the future, 2005, a drastic reduction in planet Earth population. Is there a need? Well, of course. Something's got to stop. This Earth will not support many more, and yet if something isn't done, if there's not a man-made intervention, if we don't step in and take control of the population, then the Earth and its overcrowded conditions, the lack of food to feed us, water to bathe us in and to drink, and to turn the turbines of our industry to produce enough electricity and things of this nature to support a population that is going to literally explode. And we covered this in our first three series, that the explosion of a population has been absolutely overwhelming in the last 50 years. Where's all the people coming from? Well, we have large populations in India and China, approximately 2 billion people, right there in just two nations, which makes up one-third, approximately, of almost the world's total population today. We are in a death path. We are breeding the seeds of destruction, unless that this day of trouble, which is mentioned in the Bible, is specifically earmarked for the elimination of certain groups that are not fit for the world government's cause. You could be classified right now as one with a red X, that you should leave the planet. Now, we know that wars are instrumental in reducing population. But the problem is, we've just now found out that reduction is overwhelmingly Aryan. That since World War I, World War II, Korean, Vietnam, and all the other little skirmishes that has been induced since World War I, which is known as the First World War, 90% of those killed, if you go through the graveyards, particularly the military graveyards or the battlefields on foreign land, and look at the little crosses, the little white crosses that's erected, and look at the names, 90% of those are Aryan white. Is this, and we have always been told that it's patriotic duty of the white race to defend the freedoms that this country is all about, and so therefore we should die on foreign soil for the battle against the foreign nations that are against the freedom and the democracy principles that we stand for. This has worked for two major world wars. We fell for it. Now that we're looking back on World War I, World War II, we found out that we were Aryan fighting Aryan, killing, maiming, and destroying. Now, the third world countries are now growing at a rate, I just indicated, China and India, and some of the other countries that we could throw in there, like Pakistan, Indonesia, and other countries that would fit into this category, that there are approximately one half of the world's population is in this Asiatic bloodline. Now we reduce as we go around to the populations, and now if we get to the black, and then what we call mongolized, those that are a combination of all the races, the primary colors, then we get down to a reduction to the white race of 10% of the world's population. All right, now we've got a 10% figure to work with. Guess what? World War III is looming, and guess who, again, will be the victim? Need I tell you that it will be the sons of Jacob, whether they be Arab or the true covenant sons of Jacob, which would be from the blood of Jacob, all those descended from his bloodline. And there is a race of people upon the earth that would prosper and be glad and rejoice for the demise or the decline of these coveted and covenanted Aryan people known as Israelite or Jacobite. Now, to do this, there must be a plan of action, and the plan today is terrorizing the country. Now, let's look at the sniper that is working in the Washington, D.C., of all places, around Washington, D.C., and we have been told that there are two in a white van that are now going around and killing people. Well, we know that trained military snipers work in teams. We know that they leave their death cards or their calling cards to add terror to the situation. Now, these are very crude weapons. They're really not sophisticated weapons that are killing our people, randomly shooting people down. And the snipers have been very well prepared, it seems, as, number one, getting into position undetected. Nobody's been able to see them sitting anywhere. We've had witnesses, but all the witnesses now have been discounted, mostly. We should have had a composite of what they look like, but now the discrediting of the witnesses, and now we are back to square one. This is a terrorizing tactics that are being implemented to cause terror and wreak havoc among the populace. We'll be back with part two of Police Day 2005. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in part two tonight. In the second half of the show, we're talking about Police Day 2005. Is that the target date for, well, we'd have to have martial law before 2005. That would be to guarantee the success of the takeover. Will there be repercussions? Will there be people that would disagree with martial law? Could we come down to a revolution, an uprising? Does the government fear its own people now, and are the people beginning to fear the government? Well, you know, we've long supported our government, our president, and its agenda. We've been very loyal since World War I. We were told that we needed to go over and put down the rule of Germany. And then we were told the same thing in World War II. We were enticed or provoked, depending on who you believe, or we were planned into World War II entrance by our own president, President Roosevelt. We were told that the Japanese surprised us with an attack upon Pearl Harbor. Well, now we're being cated, we're being baited again to tell us that we're being attacked by foreign powers, terrorists. And yet, when we examine the World Trade Tower Center of Operation Financial Marketplace for the world, for that matter, a large part of a certain ethnic group failed to show up. Very interestingly, they failed to show up on the very date, the very hour, and the very time of the 9-1-1 attack on the World Trade Tower Centers. Did someone have access to information about the attacks that were planned? Was there 19 Arab on board the planes as terrorists, as they acted alone? Were they a well-financed organization of Osama bin Laden, as we have been told? Did our government have prior knowledge? I know that we've had hearings to that effect, and some suspect that we did. And yet Congress just gave it a little cosmetic touch, a few slaps on the wrist here and there in our intelligence gathering community. And just yesterday, the CIA chief alerted the Congress in a very animated style presentation. Very rare for a CIA chief to act as animated as he did, to warn us. Get ready for more attacks, because I fear that America is hated around the world, particularly by the Muslims. And America should brace for more. Now, if we've got the CIA chief on record, we have got the FBI head on record, these two agencies. I got some shocking news today from Dr. Gary. I mean, I was almost blowed out of my chair. I was informed that these two agencies are not authorized government agencies, that they are agencies working entirely from, they're not, in other words, congressionally approved agencies, and yet they are funded by tax money, and they don't have a legitimate base as being authorized by the people. That was a very interesting piece of information. And who are they working for? What is their agenda when they come before our Congress, which is the watchdog of what our government activities and these groups are doing, and told them point blank, prepare for more attacks upon our people, America. Now then, we've got the president, the chief intelligence operating officer of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. It's an agency independent of our congressional approval agency, and it is warning that there's more tax imminent. They are here among us, and they will act at any moment. FBI confirmed this. The president has been preaching this for the last year since the 9-1-1 occasion. He hadn't let up, ladies and gentlemen. Every time he speaks, a brief comment about the present situation of the world, and then a vague reference here and there to the economy that is now in shambles. Ladies and gentlemen, no outside gatherings are without proper security. The only way that they play the ball games in the Washington area this weekend is because of security inside the stadiums, or they are going to double the security and do checks for those who could terrorize a large gathering such as a ball game. Most of the small functions have already been canceled. Hotels are running at one half or less capacity because in the Washington area, everybody is afraid to visit. Tour buses are sitting parked all around the nation's capital and the surrounding counties because people are afraid to come to Washington, D.C., and it's in the news daily, constantly. We're being fed a diet of fear of terrorists and their activities, along with the sniper. Now we're beginning to suspect that it is a sniper induced, a foreign power. Reports now that these that have been seen are olive-skinned Arabs. Ladies and gentlemen, are we being handed another episode such as 9-1-1, where we are now afraid to function as a nation? We need a war to end all of this, and the victim will be the Arab people that sit, and I remind you again, sit on the second largest oil reserve in the world, and that would be Iraq. Next to Saudi Arabia, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves active pumping today. Now, she has been restricted since the 90s from pumping only enough oil to provide humane assistance in medicines and transportation and economy to run its own internal affairs, and therefore restricted from acquiring weapons of mass destruction, which they say, including Vice President Cheney and President Bush and some of the major agencies within the government, Secretary of Defense, he is a hawk. He is ready to go to war. And we are now gearing up for an invasion to put down these terrible terrorists, which there has been no indication that Saddam Hussein is a threat to any nation at this point, especially the United States. There is no linked evidence anywhere that he's supporting terrorism or the Al-Qaeda, or any bands that would become a threat to the national security of the United States of America, and therefore, the only objective at this point is, as I see it, is the ability to go in and take over or to set up a puppet government in place of Saddam, who is anti-American, that's for sure. He hates America with a passion, that's for sure. And so does 90% of the Arab people that you talk to. Why? Because of the unfair, unequal treatment that they are receiving in our country's support of the Jews in the Middle East. That's the reason. These have been enemies from the word get-go, and these will play an instrumental part in the final Armageddon, World War III, coming up looming here on the horizon, and yet there has to be some of the tumblers fall into place before that we can go to war. That is total control of this nation and its people who are very patriotic. We must submit and accept that we are no longer a free people together in a society and have the peace and the tranquility that we've known for 200 years because of these incidents where 9 or 10 people are killed. And I mentioned last night that 50,000 die from automobile accidents due to alcohol, and yet they won't do away with alcohol or with drugs, where another 200,000 people are killed and maimed every year. And yet we will not do away with drugs. We have no drug war control over anything, including our ability to maintain our safety, if so be that safety is the major concern of our government. So then we must surrender our right as a people to promote and to support and encourage a government that we never see and hear about until they show up and knock on your door and demand your weapons or demand your right to exist as a citizen, because you have said some type of remark that they deem unnecessary or offensive to their cause. Our freedom, our liberties, our right to bear arms, all of these things are coming up for grabs because the people are willing to surrender every right and freedom we have to gain the little bit of security that they promise that they can provide, providing we give them the right to take away our rights. Now, isn't that stupid? If we've got an enemy in Iraq, let's go there and kick butt. We can do it. Let's quit talking about it, terrorizing. Let's get on with the show. But let's get positive proof. We don't have to court other nations to get their approval to go do anything. We can, as our president has told us, if the United Nations won't do it, we'll do it alone, because we have the ability to do so. Well, what are we worried about? Why do we have to go into this campaign of fear and apprehension of, if you drive down the street, you don't get a bullet through the windshield or through the side of your glass as you go down the drive-by shootings and the things of this nature, the terrorists that are now infiltrating in hit squads, looking more and more like we're not going to catch them anytime soon, and yet they've only killed 9 people, wounded 2 more, about 11 or 12 all total, and yet people are dying everywhere, and they don't call it terrorism. A war on drugs? It's not against terrorism. It's against its own people that take the drugs that is promoted by agencies that you would be surprised that promote them, encourage them, and make money for the shadow government that's really behind the scenes, that is active in the pursuit of the black ops, that we call them, the black operations that are going on behind the scenes while they feed us a healthy diet of disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this, are we victims now of our own selves? Have we become a society of people with no liberties and no freedoms and are willing to surrender what little we have left? I believe so. Are we now going to face forced vaccinations because of the threat of smallpox or anthrax or any other terrorist-launched biological warfare, as we are now being told that the possibilities do exist, that all they've got to find is some city's municipal drinking water, and then they drop a bag of terror into the water supply, and literally thousands die as a result. And yet we're told that 9 people are now victims of terrorism, as it is hinted in the paper that this is an act of terrorism. Since 9/11, nothing has made the news like the news of terrorism, and the government, from the president on down, is preaching it. The 5 major television media news organizations are talking about it 24/7. All talk is on this subject, and it dominates because that is what they want in the news, for you to see, hear, taste, feel, and smell, and the 5 senses of your carnal mind being controlled by a media exposure to all this bombardment of misinformation. And then we get the news only as it is prepared to do the job that it's doing, which is guaranteed to bring fear into our very heart, and that we're willing to give up our rights. And I fear and I suspect that it's possible that we may even now have to give up our right to bear arms. As much as I hate to say it, I see this scenario working hard and fast among our people, that we're almost willing to come to the point where our Second Amendment rights to bear arms, that we should surrender all of our guns and depend on a police state to keep the peace and to ensure our safety. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, all nations that have taken this road have failed. All governments that have adopted these philosophies and laws have failed. Are we going to become a victim of our own freedoms? Freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, freedom to express ourselves in any public setting, to voice our opinion. But have we failed to be a family of people together because of the influx of all the aliens that have been allowed purposely to come in to buy up the motels, the banks, our monetary system, our economy, based upon 3% of the world's population to tell 97% what to do, where, go, feel, smell, taste, feel, and hear? Have we become victims of a few that are now calling the shots for a police state 2005? Well, I believe so. If you believe so and you agree, you'd like to call me tonight, you can do so. Area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to email Pastor Buddy tonight, you can do so. If you agree with this message tonight, then you can drop me a line on the computer by typing in Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, lowercase, at wwgap.net. That's Buddy at wwgap.net. I'd be glad to hear from you. And let's see if we can agree that we've agreed almost. Now, if not physically or consciously at this point, I believe that the subconscious resistance to giving up our rights to bear arms, so then that a police state could be orchestrated and established and organized to bring in our safe keeping, that we could go somewhere by being watched by Big Brother, by a numbering system, by a code system, where only Big Brother has access to this information, guaranteed that it will be kept private among those who have the ability to operate our government. Ladies and gentlemen, sounds good until they come and knock on your door. When you have no freedoms left, when you have no right to an attorney, when you have no right to express yourself, when you have no court system to appear in, then you'll understand it's too late, because the enemy, not only is he at the gate, the enemy has come through in the Trojan horse. We have opened the door through immigration to let him in, and we've invited the thief and the fox into our house, and it's going to become desolate with liberties and freedoms and justice for all those who built and inherited through birthright. It will now be given to a people who have no right to have it. We have put in charge those faceless authorities that sit somewhere in the Federal District of Columbia that is now being terrorized, and they need stronger laws to prevent it. If you agree, call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack tonight, let me give you their toll-free numbers for you to contact. We need your help. 1-877-289-7439, Dr. Gary. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. And I'll see you Sunday night on WWCR 12.160 live at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. Join us when we will be in fellowship in Andrews, North Carolina, with many of those that attended. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself will be hooked up along with Pastor Jim on WWCR Sunday night. Join us for that. We'll see you Monday night live from the feast at Andrews, North Carolina. Yahweh bless you. Thank you.